2GB Motor Talk with David Berthon. Now more than ever is the time to join the Royal Automobile Club of Australia.
Driving Honda's mid-size CR-V SUV, the Japanese carmaker's bestseller, the CR-V, really kick-starting the SUV revolution when it was first released in 1997. The current fifth generation, freshened last year, offers five two-wheel drive models and two all-wheel drive. I drove the two-wheel drive VTIX at 41,500 drive away and the top-spec all-wheel drive VTI LX at 53,200. Both 1.5 litre turbo, four cylinder, driving through a CVT automatic. Let me say at this point that in mid sized SUVs, there's some fresher designs. However, the CR-V can still hold its head high in the market's most competitive segment. The two wheel drive models offer the most value, and here the VTIX impressed me most. A very well packaged SUV with an impressive cabin. With our current high petrol prices, its 1.5 litre turbo engine runs on 91 RON unleaded petrol, which many newer designs don't. Interior comfort, a high point, great seats, excellent leg and shoulder room in both seat rows, and good luggage space with a full-size spare. Some aspects are showing their age, like the 7-inch display screen, which is rather small. Cost of ownership, its high point. Honda's low price services policy, $125 for each of the first five services every 12 months or 10,000 Ks. I'm David Berthon.